Motherhood was a big topic in the news this year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anya Jabbour, Regents Professor of History at the University of Montana in Missoula, examines this.
During the 2024 presidential race, Republican politicians called Democratic candidate Kamala Harris a childless cat lady with no physical commitment to the country's future, even though she is stepmother to two children who call her Mamala. Our current conversation about biological motherhood is too narrowly conceived. My research on Catherine Bement Davis, a social reformer in Progressive-era New York, offers a broader perspective on women's experiences of mothering and a deeper understanding of the politics of motherhood. Although Davis had no children of her own, maternity was central to her personal life, her professional career, and her political commitments. Davis was a devoted aunt to her motherless niece. She also promoted child welfare in her professional career. After teaching school in Western New York, she established a kindergarten and playground in Philadelphia, before returning to her home state to supervise youthful offenders at Bedford Female Reformatory. Davis became New York City's first woman commissioner of correction in 1914. Soon after taking office, she used what she called motherly methods to quell a prison riot. Afterward, arguing that wise motherhood was essential to good government, she campaigned for woman suffrage in the Empire State. Davis next joined the movement to promote voluntary motherhood, advocating for both better sex education and legal birth control. Understanding the history of so-called childless cat ladies like Davis is vital to understanding contemporary politics. And in case you're wondering, yes, Davis did love cats.
That was Anya Jabbour of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.